It was only a matter of time till it was the FBI's turn, he said. What's the skinny on your task force? She gave him the details of her meeting with Fisk, pausing briefly as the two friends ordered. Reeder looked like he was about to advise her, then he stopped short, seeing somebody approaching. Without looking, she already knew who it was. Joe Reeder wasn't the only people Reeder at the table. Kevin Lockwood dropped into the booth next to her and squeezed her thigh under the table. He was working, so a kiss on the cheek was out of the question. Kevin and Rogers had been seeing each other for the better part of a year now. They'd met when he was a material witness on the last case she and Joe had worked. Boy band handsome, Kevin wore his dark hair clipped short, his tortoiseshell glasses enlarging slightly his impossibly long-lashed brown eyes. Those eyes had first drawn her to Kevin, even though at the time he wore eyeliner and mascara. Kevin sang at a club called Les Girls, where he appeared under the nom de guerre Virginia Plain, though he took occasional shifts here at Bob and Edith's. Tonight he wore not a sparkly gown, but the customary waiterstaff's white shirt, black bow tie, and black pants.
Mr. Reeder, he said, nodding across the table.
Mr. Lockwood, Reeder said with a wry smile. She'd noticed some time ago that he'd stop asking Kevin to call him Joe. Just didn't do any good.
Working graveyard, huh? She asked Kevin.
Yeah, lucky me. Alexis called in sick, so Pinky called me and I said, sure. I hope you weren't thinking of doing something.
Pinky was the heavy-set, henna-haired gal at the register.
No,
Rogers said, and raised her coffee cup toward Reeder.
I already got a date. Tomorrow night, then. I'm not working either place. I'll take you somewhere nicer than this. Meaning, no offense, Mr. Reeder.
None taken, Mr. Lockwood. Kevin gave her a wink in lieu of a peck on the cheek, then rose and went off toward the kitchen window where somebody's food waited.
Been almost a year, hasn't it? Reeder asked. She shrugged.
Who's counting?
Your folks back in Iowa are going to love him.
Don't be mean.
Hey, I like the guy, and I don't have to be much of a people reader to see that you do, too, in a different kind of way.
So,
Rogers said, uneasy talking about this part of her life. You were going to say something right before...